The time has come. We've got another big announcement for you this morning, Wawaland. Steve Shine, head of the Allen County GOP, joining us live right now to reveal who will be the keynote speaker for this year's Lincoln Day dinner. So with that, we say good morning to Mr. Steve Shine himself. Hey there, Steve.
Good morning, Kayla. It's nice to be on your show at this time instead of 5:05.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. We've definitely already had a couple of cups of coffee by now. So
couple of cocktails is actually, we're right the first time.
Yeah, a couple of Irish coffees, let's put it that way.
Right.
So before this big reveal here, Steve, first, just tell us about the Lincoln Day dinner. Where and when is it?
Well, the Lincoln Day dinner is one of two semi-annual events that we have each year just prior to the May primary for the Lincoln Day dinner and then the general election in November for the Bean dinner. And we have continued a tradition of bringing in nationally prominent speakers to these semi-annual fundraising events. And this year really is just the pièce de résistance, if you will allow me to call it that. We have got a home run with this year's speaker.
Okay, I don't want you to tell us who it is just yet, because first and foremost, too, where is the Lincoln Day dinner going to be at this year? Can you reveal where it's going to be at and the date?
Absolutely. The Lincoln Day dinner will be at Cerruti's Summit Park. That is the facility just off Ludwig Road. It's 6601 Innovation Boulevard. It's their beautiful facility off of Ludwig Road. And it will be on Friday, April 26, 2024. And we will have, in addition to our keynote speaker, we will have the candidates for governor, the eight candidates for U.S. Congress, and our full boat of candidates for county offices who will be running in the May primary.
How can someone go about getting a ticket? Are tickets already available?
They are available, and actually our sponsors have already gobbled up about 100 of them, and we only have room for 580, so we're down to 480.
Oh, wow.
Now. We did try to get a larger facility, but unfortunately, the larger facilities were not available on the night that our keynote speaker was available. But we love Cerruti's. It's our second home, so to speak. And I know they're going to do a great job in accommodating a standing room only crowd. Tickets are available by going to AllenCountyGOP.com. And there are two ways to do that. There is a reservation form that is on the website of AllenCountyGOP.com, and there is a credit card portal which will allow individuals to purchase tables of 10 and also VIP tickets. Now, the VIP tickets are $300 per person, and the tables, each individual dinner is $150. If you go to the VIP reception, that includes a photo opportunity with our guest speaker, complimentary hors d'oeuvres and beverages, and dinner. The dinner has a cash bar and also, of course, what I think is a great price for a nationally acclaimed speaker. We're not like the NBA or the NFL and raise the tickets to an exorbitant price just because of the fact we have a home run for a speaker. We have kept our prices at the same for the last three dinners, that being $300 for the VIP and $150 for individual dinners.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable, actually, to keep the prices around that number. All right, Steve, you've been saying it all morning. You know, you've got a home run of a speaker. And I'll be honest, Josh and I, we have been on the edge of our seats in terms of who it's going to be this year. I know there have been, as you mentioned, some pretty big names in the past. And you did give Josh and I some clues. You said this individual was going to need a security detail. And then you also told us that tickets were going to sell out so fast once you actually announced the speaker. So Josh and I have a couple of guesses, okay, Steve?
Okay.
We've narrowed it down to either Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr., Senator J.D. Vance.
No.
George W. Bush.
No.
Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
You got it on the last one.
I'm almost fell out of my chair. Did you just see that?
It will be Mike Johnson, who is the House Republican Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives. He is the 56th Speaker of the U.S. House. And we are so fortunate to have him. He is really the embodiment of conservatism in the U.S. House. He has spent his entire career devoted to fighting for the fundamental freedoms and traditional values that really the people of Northeast Indiana believe in and have made this country the greatest nation in the history of the world. He won his last election in Louisiana by the largest margin of victory in the region in more than a half a century. And also, just regarding his credentials, I know we're on a time frame here, but prior to becoming Speaker, Congressman or Speaker Johnson was elected by his congressional colleagues to serve as Vice Chairman of the House Republican Conference and also to serve as Deputy Whip.
Huh.
So he is has a great congressional background, but most importantly is he is one of the, if not the most important Republican in our nation right now.
Yeah, quite the resume. Let me ask you this, Steve. For folks who are maybe undecided right now going into the primary, because you just mentioned it, the Lincoln Day dinner just shortly, April 26th, so just there before the primary, do you think him being here will help shore up maybe some of the undecided voters?
Well, I'm not too familiar with many undecided voters.
Yeah, you and me both.
That's for sure. But what he will do is what we always like to do by having the Lincoln Day dinner so close to the primary election. He will generate a buzz and excitement and a enthusiasm for our local Republican Party that no other person could do. And this is important because by coming to Allen County, he is acknowledging that this is the epicenter of Republican strength in Indiana. We're honored and humbled by his ability to come, and it really shows that the Allen County Republican Party is the premier Republican organization in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I'm so glad we were not on television this morning because I almost fell out of my chair.
Don't become too excited because you got to save some of that excitement. You're going to help me co-host that.
I am just elated, especially now knowing that it's House Speaker Mike Johnson. Not that I don't love to hang out with you, Steve, of course, and all of the other candidates running for office, but I'm even more excited about joining you up on stage there for the Lincoln Day dinner. We will mark our calendars April 26th. You can buy your ticket now at AllenCountyGOP.com. Mr. Steve Shine, we will be in touch, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kayla.
And that is head of the Allen County GOP, Steve Shine. World News Time at 7:46. Who's excited? House Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm pumped. The keynote speaker at this year's Lincoln Day dinner.
Podcasts by Federated Media.